number of fatal shootings across the nation. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Several people are dead after a string of shootings in Wisconsin. Police in the town of Brown Deer outside Milwaukee say a shooting happened in an apartment complex. Brown Deer Police Chief Pete Nimmer.
At this time, we have two deceased individuals. We have two individuals that are injured. And one of the two is in critical condition at a local hospital.
Nimmer says a suspect is one of the people shot and hospitalized. Police in Corsicana, Texas, say a man killed four members of his own family, including a child, before fatally shooting himself. And authorities in Virginia say one person was killed and four others injured after a shooting at a hookah lounge in Blacksburg, not far from the Virginia Tech campus. Tens of thousands of customers remain without power after a powerful storm drops snow and ice from Texas to Maine. 80,000 in Memphis with no power. Much of the nation still in a deep freeze.
Really cold temperatures out there as you're seeing widespread. A lot of spots in the 40s, but the coldest spot on the map currently right around the Great Lakes. That cold air going to linger through the day today, and that all kind of tracked across that big winter system that you're really just looking at the very backside of as that pushes off the East Coast.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The Biden administration promising tough sanctions on Russia if it invades Ukraine, but lawmakers say they want action taken now to prevent an invasion. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
A lot of people think, you know, he's going to do it, no question about it. But at this point, it appears that he is not officially decided, but the threat is real. He has set it up so that he can do it at a moment's notice. So we need to unite to deter him from doing that.
President Biden has deployed 3,000 U.S. troops to NATO countries in Europe. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Wisconsin's governor has vetoed three bills.
One Republican bill would have banned critical race theory in Wisconsin schools for teaching students or for training employees. In his veto message, Governor Tony Evers opposed creating new censorship rules that restrict teaching, quote, honest, complete facts about important historical topics. The Democratic governor also vetoed a proposal to let 14 and 15-year-olds work longer hours over the summer, and a bill that would increase penalties for making or distributing a certain type of marijuana over safety concerns with butane gas used to extract hash oil. The governor signed a bill making it a felony to intentionally damage vaccines after the recent federal conviction of a suburban Milwaukee pharmacist who spoiled hundreds of COVID shots. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A jury in Tennessee today refused to make parole possible after 51 years for a man accused of killing four people in a Waffle House in 2018.
Jury members deliberated for about 4 hours before returning a guilty verdict on four counts of first-degree murder for Travis Reinking. He didn't dispute the details of the shooting, which was caught on surveillance video, but had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Torian Sanderlin, Joey Perez, Akila Da Silva, and D'Ebony Groves were shot to death when Reinking King opened fire inside the Waffle House in Nashville early in the morning on April 22, 2018, wearing only a green jacket. Evidence showed that Ryan King had schizophrenia and suffered delusions for years, something prosecutors did not dispute. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
City officials in Hattiesburg, Mississippi are trying to determine the cause of a mysterious smell that's plagued the downtown areas for months in past years. Some residents say the smell is like ammonia, with others comparing it to the scent of a rotting animal corpse. The smell is typically most noticeable in the morning, but sometimes rolls in during the evening hours as well. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.